October 24th. I saw the incandescent representation of the Most Holy Trinity, the triangle with which it is depicted for our human senses. At the center of the divine, most luminous sign was Our Lady, in her most gleaming glorified appearance. I had never seen her, so beautiful and glorious. A flame with a whiteness standing out against the burning heart of the triune God. Her body, face, hands, and robe were light. 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 What a gentle and powerful light, what a luminous beauty Mary is, what eternal, incorruptible youthfulness is in the Blessed Virgin Mother. And what humility. What prayer. Her hands were crossed over her chest, as in the Annunciation, her face upraised to gaze at the most radiant summit of triune love. And yet she was completely humble. A lily is less white, the sun and the moon less effulgent than she. She was included in the divine triangle down to her hips. The rest of her body, her legs enveloped by the heavenly robe, stood out against the radiance of paradise. The Eternal Father's voice said, "This is Marianus. Let those instructed in theology comprehend what this vision means, what is enclosed therein concerning the power and knowledge of Mary, to whom all love offers itself, and all wisdom reveals itself and all power bends in granting. What beauty! And how well everything is understood, even when one is ignorant, like me, on seeing these things. The bad part is that my incapacity as a poor, ignorant woman is unable to translate into words what my spirit understands when seeing." I said that glorious Mary was included in the divine triangle down to her hips. Not because Mary is larger than the representation of the God's most holy unity and Trinity. It is much larger, and more radiant than the most radiant Mary. But I think the Most High has shown me the vision in this way, to make me understand that Mary is great, very great, the second after God, who is the first, but she is not like God, who is immense, infinite. Mary appeared to me this way in the divine triangle, but as if it were watching over her, embracing her with its loving splendor, as its beloved creature among all the children of man, but still a creature. I am stammering, I am unable to explain what I understood quite clearly, and this insufficiency of mine causes me affliction. For I would like to get across what I grasped. I shall make an effort to show what the figure was like, and, out of mercy on me, and let allowances be made for me, if I cannot do better.